This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin.
Thousands of researchers around the globe are participating in what's been dubbed the world's largest science experiment, a particle accelerator in Switzerland called the Large Hadron Collider. It smashes atoms together at incredible speed so scientists can analyze the reactions. One of the central players is a North Texan. Kendall Reeves of the University of Texas, Dallas, is the operations manager for the ATLAS detector, a major component of the Large Hadron Collider. He's based in Geneva, and he's with me on the line. Kendall Reeves, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.
I understand the collider involves miles of underground tunnels and several larger experiments, but what exactly is the Large Hadron Collider?
The Large Hadron Collider, or the LHC, is the world's largest, most powerful particle accelerator. It's been constructed in a circular tunnel that's about 17 miles in circumference, and it's located just outside of the city of Geneva. In fact, it passes fairly closely to the Geneva airport.
You and several other Texans are involved with the ATLAS detector. What is that?
ATLAS is actually one of two general-purpose detectors at the LHC, and that just means that it tries to fully reconstruct the events that occur when protons collide. Now, it's been designed to fully surround the interaction point, which is where these collisions occur, and it's extremely large. It's about 50 yards long, so if you imagine a football field, it would extend from the midfield line to one of the goal lines. And it's just over 80 feet in diameter, so it's also about as tall as an 8-story building.
Wow. How many people are working on it?
At the moment, there are about 3,000 people collaborating on ATLAS.
I understand some UT Dallas students have been there to help out.
That's correct. During run one, we had a few students here, and during that time, they were actually taking shifts in the ATLAS control room. So they were at that point monitoring the detector to make sure that it was operating correctly and looking at the data coming in, make sure that that looked all right.
How did UT Dallas get involved with the LHC?
UTD, as I recall, joined ATLAS back in 2007. They had been involved in another experiment, and at that point, their experiment, Babar, was coming to an end. So since all roads at this point were sort of leading towards CERN, it was a rather natural transition for them to make.
I understand your project played a key role in the confirmation of the so-called God particle, the Higgs boson, which I still can't wrap my head around. Can you explain the Higgs boson in simple terms?
Well, I'll try. The theory that we work with in particle physics, we refer to as the Standard Model. And the Standard Model does a really good job of explaining just about everything we know about matter and how matter interacts. But we've always had to assume the existence of a Higgs boson, or it would have suggested that all particles have no mass and they're always traveling at the speed of light. Now, since that's not what we observe, we had to assume that the Higgs was there up until about 2012, which is when we finally observed it.
What do you think will be the next big challenge for the Large Hadron Collider?
Well, the LHC is actually, it ended its first run in 2013. Since then, there's been just a huge effort to prepare the accelerator to operate at higher energies.
When is the next run going to be?
At the moment, the LHC is scheduled to start providing physics data in May of next year. So it'll actually turn on late February, early March, and start doing machine studies to prepare for what we hope will be a long, successful run.
Kendall Reeves is a research scientist at UT Dallas and operations manager for the ATLAS detector at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. Thanks for talking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.